had to do this song, didn't you? This is my song. Do I listen to this in its entirety? And do I listen to this song outside of college basketball context? Yes. Like, I'll be just, like, walking around the house in, like, the middle of summer and listen to this song. Oh, this song. Well, it's fitting. I mean, this is, I told George I wanted to have kind of, give me a little space at the end here to kind of say one last piece before I get my little crossover with John and Josh here. And, you know, after, I wasn't sure how this show would go. I mean, there's a part of me, like, I had a sports take, like, set and locked. I mean, I was like, I didn't know if we were going to do talk sports, we're going to get introspective. Like, I wasn't sure. Again, I said it, I didn't want to make the mistake to think that people care, and I also didn't want to, I didn't want to make it self-serving either. But obviously throughout the course of the show, I've said a lot of what I wanted to say, you know, but it's this week has almost felt surreal to me, almost like it's a dream. Just so many different emotions. But I'd say the prevailing emotion I feel, the two emotions I feel are pride and lucky. I feel really, you spend basically 10 years at a place, you cross paths with some amazing people. And as you progress in life, you realize how silly it is to think that you can do anything by yourself. I mean, you need people. And I can't believe how fortunate I've been. I mean, I was basically a kid when I walked through the front door at 1620. And you guys heard the way I talked. I mean, we just talked to Schick. And I mean, I lay on the Schick and Nick show. And people got to understand for me, I never listened to sports talk radio. Until I got the Schick and Nick show, I never listened to really. Sports talk radio was the thing that was on the radio, and I'd ride somewhere with Coach Altman. Like, I just would get in his car and sports talk radio. I'm like, why are you listening? You know, there's FM, bro. You know, like, I had no idea. You know, so it was a whirlwind for me. But that was nice because I had no real preconceived notions of what a radio show is supposed to sound like, which worked out great because the Schick and Nick show was not a normal radio show, obviously. But for me to have someone like Matt be my very first radio partner, basically found my radio soulmate right out the gates. And, you know, he set the bar pretty. I mean, I've done shows with other people, and it's just like, it's not always fun and easy. And there also isn't always chemistry there. And I told Schick this, and I repeat, the best gift Schick gave me was he allowed me to be me on the air. And especially at that time in my life, I was kind of a young and immature and overly excited. And I don't know how much I technically improved as a radio guy during my 3 years of Schick and Nick, but what I did find was the joy that radio could bring. And I found some confidence behind the microphone. But what was hard when the show ended is I almost felt like I had to reinvent myself on the air. Because no matter what, anybody I ever got on the mic with, it wasn't ever going to be Schick and Nick. And that was hard. And I don't know if some people realize, I spent 9 months in Lincoln at a radio station, 93.7 The Ticket, really good people there. And that experience was really good for me. But I always knew that I wanted to get back to me, what is the end-all, be-all of radio stations in Nebraska, and that's 1620 The Zone. This is the place, man. And I remember talking with the GM at the time, Andy Ruback, and basically we were at the Paradise Cafe in Regency. Met him a couple times there for secret meetings. Way to have a super secret meeting in a public place, right? And begged him to give me a show. Begging him. And he did. And I can remember getting offered game time, solo show, 11 to 2 p.m., and I was so excited. But secretly, I was also terrified. Because to be honest with you guys, I wasn't sure if I could do this thing solo. I wasn't sure. I went from being the number two guy, the reactor, the co-host, the entire time, and now I'm the lead host, and I'm solo. I was terrified. And I'll never forget that first week. August 5th, 2013 was when game time started. And after that first week, I remember when Friday hit. I remember driving home, and I honestly wasn't sure if I could do this. Carrying a solo show 3 hours, I wasn't sure if I could do it. I felt like by the end of the first week that I had said every single thought I had about everything past or present. Like, I felt like after a week, I had nothing more to say as a human being about sports. But just like anything else, you put your heart into something and you put your head down and you work. And thank God you guys stayed patient with me. Because, sheesh, you couldn't pay me enough money to go listen to my first week or even first month of shows. You couldn't pay me. Even my first year of shows. And I slowly began to find my groove and comfort in this new role, and I loved it. And being by yourself is great because you're never wrong. Nobody's there to argue with you. Your point is always the best one because no one's there to be like, no, actually, it's this. Nope. But I really found myself behind the mic in this show. And radio can be a scary thing, especially solo radio, because you got to put yourself out there. And trust me, listeners are going to let you know how they feel about you, you know? But doing this show has been just incredible for me. And I think I've grown up a lot. And I don't know if that was reflected in this show, but I just know as a person and as a broadcaster, I feel like I've really grown. And that to me is what it's all about. And there's actually a bunch of people I want to thank. I'll be quick. And I got to thank Neil Nelkin, Papa Neil, the Godfather of 1620, the man that first hired me for Schick and Nick, my first boss out of college. What I love about Neil was he gave me the confidence, allowed me to fall on my face and try things, which is kind of what you need to do in this industry. Got to thank Andy Ruback. He was the GM that created Game Time. Like, literally, it wouldn't be here without him, you know. I got to thank Dave Tepper. Dave is the single most influential guy in my radio career. Like, Dave came into my life right when I needed him to. And Dave taught me how to see the technical side of radio, topic selection, topic breakdowns, the clock, teases, resetting, like, all the things that probably you don't care about, but they make this whole thing work. And meetings with Dave came at it like Dave was a coach, not a boss. Does that make sense? Like, and he taught me so much, gave me so much confidence, again, which is vital behind the mic. I want to thank all the salespeople here at 1620. Anytime you pitch the show and pitch me, pitch the station, thank you. Want to thank all the advertisers that hopped on board, especially, you know, the ones that I developed a really good relationship with, being able to be able to talk about their place of business. To my regular guests, I mean, committing to a weekly spot is a big commitment. And for them to be willing to come on with me means a ton. Mike Schaefer, Robin Washington, Andy Kendi, Thor Tripp, Scott Chanley, Danny Woodhead, Brian Munson, Brian Christopherson, Payne during football season, Mitch Light during football season. Do got to give a special shout out to Kevin Kugler. I cried with him the other day on the air, but I mean, for how busy that guy is to still commit to my show is just amazing. And then to Verse. The guy is fiercely loyal. And for him to not only come on my show every week, but also hold down the show every time I was out, I can't thank that guy enough. I talked to Corey. I talked to George. There's another producer, Sasha, that is literally producing another show right now. But Sasha will always be close to my heart because she was with me when I started this thing. You know, I mean, we were the ones. It was me and her in this studio getting this thing off the ground. And Shug, my very first producer. I've known Shug for freaking 10 years now. What a unique guy and a great dude. And then lastly, to you, the listeners. You know, when all the dust settles, you are who I will miss the most. That communal feel of experiencing things together and sports together. I'm gonna miss that. And the beauty of radio is you can build a bond and have never actually met that person. And that's honestly, I think, hopefully I created that for some of you. And honestly, you guys created that for me. And there is a saying that people may not remember what you said, but they will remember how you made them feel. And I hope I made you guys feel something. Laughter, happiness, anger, frustration. Those are all things that come with life and radio and silly, serious, deep, silly. You know, I mean, all that stuff. Sports and sports talk radio is an escape. It's an escape from the real problems and issues in this world. And I hope that I provided an escape for you guys. And I hope I added to your good days. I hope I helped distract you from your bad days. Because I know you guys did that for me. And I'm not going to lie, this week, like, the physical act of leaving this show has hurt. It really has. This is hard. And, you know, it's supposed to hurt if you care. And it's supposed to be hard if you gave something your heart. And I just want you guys to know that I really cared. And to anyone out there that listened to my show, called my show, emailed me, sent me a tweet, downloaded a podcast, thank you, man. Because you got a million options out there in this world. And for you to choose me, if even for a minute, that means a lot. Like, it really does. So, I guess I'll leave you with something that we don't say enough in our world, and in particular this industry, and that is just thank you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting me. It means a lot. So, with that, I'll say goodbye, and we'll bring in John and Josh, and we'll try and lighten this thing up. So, thank you, guys. Thank you. In the blinking of an eye, that moment's gone, and when it's done, win or lose, you always did your best, 'cause inside you know.